News, I'm Rich Thomason. U.S. economy continues generating jobs, 353,000 last month, with the retail and healthcare sectors and professional and business services leading the way. The unemployment rate held steady at 3.7% in January. President Biden will be on hand today when the bodies of three fallen soldiers return to the U.S.
With the support of the soldiers' families, the president will attend the dignified transfer at Delaware's Dover Air Force Base. He paid tribute to the fallen service members at yesterday's National Prayer Breakfast.
They risked it all, and we'll never forget the sacrifices and service to our country.
The three soldiers were killed and dozens more wounded in a drone attack in Jordan carried out by Iran-backed militias. Greg Clugston, Washington.
New report concludes that more than 50% of the humanitarian aid entering Gaza is hijacked by Hamas terrorists.
According to the Times of Israel, video evidence collected over several months' time documents armed men seizing trucks loaded with humanitarian aid intended for Palestinian civilians as soon as the trucks enter the Gaza Strip. Hamas uses the food and water for its terrorist fighters and the fuel to power its rockets, vehicles, and underground ventilation systems. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
There are fatalities in the crash of a small plane in Clearwater, Florida last night. Roger Schulman with AM 860 The Answer in Tampa says a pilot reported engine trouble moments before the crash.
It was a single engine plane very close to the runway, and he suddenly had some difficulties and was trying to make the runway, but he was about 3 miles away when he went off radar and crashed into that large mobile home park in Clearwater.
Several people on the plane died, one fatality on the ground. And in early spring, that's the prediction of Punxsutawney Phil, the groundhog. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 35 points, and this is SRN News. Americans are worried. They tell pollsters of a growing sense of unease about the country's future, and many fear 2024 will be the breaking point. But Greg Laurie, the popular pastor and evangelist, has a different perspective.
I'm not worried about it because I know God is in control. I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. And so I walk into this year with confidence.
He says no matter how bad it gets, those who put their faith in Christ can have peace of mind.
The Bible says when you see these things begin to happen, that is, things that are often frightening and seem unstable, we should look up because our redemption is drawing near. The Bible doesn't say when you see these things begin to happen, freak out. So I would say don't be afraid. Look to God, trust in Him. He's in control. Nothing is catching Him by surprise.
Lori leads Harvest Christian Fellowship, Riverside, California, also hosts the annual Harvest Crusade. This is SRN News. China's economy continues to struggle despite a series of measures aimed at propping up its ailing property market while also boosting government spending.
The moves to help renters and increase the supply of affordable housing to spur demand come just weeks before officials gather in Beijing for the National Congress. Chinese stocks sank on Friday, dragged lower once again by property-related shares. The government's expanded access to loans to counter the industry-wide meltdown triggered by a crackdown that began several years ago on excessive borrowing. On Thursday, finance ministry officials pledged to keep spending at a necessary intensity. Various regions have issued white lists of projects qualifying for lending. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Korea says its arch foe North Korea has been firing more cruise missiles into the sea, the latest round of firings in a recent rash of such launches. More details, srnnews.com.